at 8:14. It's 33 degrees. Returning to Hollywood Hot Dish again. And it's always a treat to have me here. Mike Schneider, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
You of the Mike Schneider Band, holding an accordion. Let's talk about that, then. Let's talk about the Food Network. I have to hear the connection on that. But, Mike, tell me about the Mike Schneider Band.
Oh, boy. Well, we've been, we've been playing for about 7 or 8 years now and played a lot of festivals. So if you're round and about in the summer, a lot of church festivals come on out and stop by and say hi. A lot of clubs in the winter, but really festival season is my fun time.
And it's a polka band.
Polka band.
And you have CDs out.
Yeah, well, actually, I ran out of CDs, but I should be coming out with a brand new one in April, so I'll get one your way.
And I'm guessing that WTKM probably plays you guys once in a while.
Yeah, they do.
And Barb the Polka Sweetheart?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
You hit the big time.
That's our sister station.
Yes, it is.
Sister affiliate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah,
you're going to be on the Food Nation with Bobby Flay tonight?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock Milwaukee time, if you have cable again, it's...
Bobby Flay?
No, Flay, F-L-A-Y.
I was going to say, that'd be a perfect name for the Food Channel.
Bobby visits Milwaukee and visits with Sheila Bethia, Blue Ribbon winner from the Wisconsin State Fair. He also tailgates with Green Bay Packers fans, samples local beer at the Lakefront Brewery, and learns about fish fry at the Brown Bottle. Now, which part are you? I know that you are not Sheila Bethia.
No, thanks. Thanks for acknowledging my masculinity.
So either you're tailgating or sampling beer or learning about fish fry.
Well, we kind of went around and we played a different area. So we played for the tailgate party and we will be...
You're like a continuing theme.
You're the house band.
Well, I'm not sure what we'll be until we get on.
But so you haven't seen the show yet?
Have not seen the show.
So you don't know if Bobby Flay flays you or not?
No, I don't.
He may skewer you.
That could be.
Well, if he does, we'll go beat him up because that's you're right. Our pal.
Hey, but well, thanks.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
You're right.
Well,
there is. Yeah.
Tom Amon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I lost my head. But this should be good for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. They said it turned out pretty well. So if they're right, that should be good.
That's great.
8 o'clock tonight. See people you know on the Food Network with Bobby Flay.
Mike Schneider, where'd you go to high school?
Dominican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what got you into playing polka music? At what point in your life did that become a factor?
Well, my parents took me to hear Frank Yankovic.
Ooh, the king.
Yeah, the king. Yeah, back when I was about 6. And that got me into the accordion. I really wanted an accordion, so my parents took me out and got one. And, boy, that's how it all got started. And
you realize that you may be the only child in North America that ever asked for an accordion. I know Gino had an accordion inflicted on him, and I hear other kids, too, that say, yeah, my parents maybe take accordion lessons. It's like the start of a joke. You wanted to play the accordion.
Yeah, I did indeed.
And
yeah.
You still obviously do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a happy kind of music, and people need that, and I certainly need that. So.
And you know something, besides, you know this, of course, besides polka music, accordions have been weaved into some rock songs. There's a Springsteen song or two that's got either a concertina or an accordion, but can add a really nice texture to a lot of songs.
Absolutely, and I think people are starting to realize that and appreciate that. Certainly music producers, and they're thinking that the accordion is a good instrument to go to for a different sound that hasn't been used yet.
It conjures up sort of dark, steamy, romantic nights and all sorts of things like that.
And an accordion is hard to play.
Yes, it is.
You have the keyboard and you have the squeeze motion. Plus, what are the buttons about? What does that do?
Well, they're basses and chords. And you have two rows of basses, so you can play a bass line, essentially. And there's four rows. I'd have to have it on. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, put it on.
It's kind of like typewriting.
We have one here.
Gino's strapped Gino's own accordion that he keeps here just for case situations.
You never know when a poker's going to break out.
Yep. Well, that's a nice accordion, too.
How much does that bad boy weigh, if you had to guess, Gino? That accordion? 10, 20 pounds?
48 pounds, 12 ounces.
10, 20? Okay.
Was that a top-of-the-line accordion, an average accordion, or a cheapo, Michael, the one you got in your hand?
Well, you know, I just played it a couple of minutes ago, and it's not bad.
Because I figured...
So mid-range accordion?
Yeah, I'd say about mid-range.
Who bought it for you, Gino?
My dad had a cent from Italy.
All of it. Now we're talking an imported accordion.
It's made out of marble.
Wow.
Very heavy. Can they go electric?
Yeah. In fact, I have one. Baldoni makes them in Menominee Falls. They're a Italy-based company, but they're in Menominee Falls, and they're MIDI. They make a MIDI now. If you know what MIDI is, so
yeah.
What a great question. I mean, I never electric accordion.
I didn't know.
Wow.
And there's a concertina, and then what's the other thing? I remember when I used to watch polkas with my parents. They'd always someone from the Dick Rogers Orchestra. It wasn't a concertina. It was another kind of a squeeze box concert. No,
bandonian?
Maybe that was it.
You got a button box, too, if that's what you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah, bragger.
Give us a little bit of, show us how those bass buttons work.
Bass buttons? Okay. Yeah. I seem to be tied up on a keyboard.
Oh, here. Let me,
I can play the bass as well.
Let me untangle you.
Gene's got to help him. His headphones are caught around the...
All right. There
he is. Oh, he's all tangled up in blue.
God, you're a mess.
Gene's rewiring him right now.
Holy crud, there's a knot in here.
Gene said, holy blank, there's a knot in there.
Jesus.
Now Gene swore. now he's choking. Michael's turning blue. Yeah,
take those.
Okay, different set of headphones. Didn't mess his hair up for a second, though. All right. Now, can you hear that, Michael?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Now, Miller does ask an interesting question. Besides the keys, the black and white keys, you've got buttons.
Yes.
And then you say they are bass chords.
Well, bass and chords.
Bass and chords.
Yeah, see, you have your basses.
Okay.
You can play that kind of line, and then you have chords, minor, actually major, minor, seventh, and diminished.
Wow. And now, I challenged him to do something, and this is a real sandbag, but I said, I challenge you to play the accordion and sing Hollywood Hot Dish, because he's a singer.
Sing Hollywood Hot Dish?
Yeah. I mean, he can sing. He's a singer in the Mike Schneider band, and it doesn't have to rhyme. It's prose, so he can sort of do it like a poetry reading or something.
Why don't you sing with him?
You know, that never entered my mind. Mike is a professional. He's got a reputation. Why should I come over there and even ruin any of his precious time?
Because you have a very unique talent.
Well, after the show, you and I will go in the other room and talk about
Mike. Well, not that unique talent. I mean, the singing thing.
Mike, you're going to come back here momentarily? You play a little music on the way out and... just right now.
Okay.
You know, just play a little bit. We'll talk, and then you stay right there, and we'll come back to you in a minute. But go ahead. You can mix this, Gino. Thank you. Do you feel WTKM's jealousy as we do this?
That's a Journey song, isn't it?
These
are friends.
It's 8:21, and Debbie Lozaga looks at the cars on WKTI. Debbie Lozaga looks at the cars.
She may be doing that somewhere else right now.
Okay, Mike,
we're out
stop.
Of the launch window.
Thank you. 8:27 and 33 degrees at WKTI. We're going to have a unique Hollywood Hot Dish for a number of reasons today. Mike Schneider's been here before. It's good to have you back here, Mike. You play the accordion in the Mike Schneider Band. You're going to be on the Food Network. What time and what channel tonight?
Well, I'm not sure about the channel. I know it's just the Food Network. It's brand new to the Milwaukee area, but it'll be at 8 p.m.
Okay, now what we're going to do is forego, as Gino put it, the theme for Hollywood Hot Dish. We're going to let you do your own theme. You've got the accordion on. You've got the Hollywood Hot Dish script in front of you. Any way you want to do this, Mike, whatever you want to do, it's yours, okay?
I have to make a disclaimer. I only had 5 minutes to write this music, so...
If not, less. Yeah, he's doing this off the top of his head, so... But do get your CD burners going at home, because this will be a collector's item. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Schneider, Hollywood Hot Dish, WKTI.
George Clooney played Good Samaritan over the weekend in Montreal. Clooney, who was there shooting Confessions of Dangerous Mind with Julia Roberts, was walking down the hallway of his hotel when he discovered a soused guest snoozing on the floor.
His name? Gene Miller.
Hello.
Oh, we like that.
Clooney, not Miller, who knows little about revelry's side effects, helped the guy to his feet and directed him to his room. Asked the next morning whether he had any regrets about the episode, the guest told our source, yeah, it wasn't Julia Roberts.
Nice delivery. Yeah.
Do you know, is Clooney got a rep as a partier?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He hits it hard with his buddies.
Really?
In fact, they took they rented 10 Harleys, went to Italy, and rode around Italy on their Harleys.
I read that, yeah. And they were out in the middle of the West somewhere, and they stopped at somebody's house, too. And
yes, they're a loyal, fun group.
Yep. Cool. Do we have any familiar names in that group?
No. Okay. No famous people.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
Back to Michael. Ready in progress.
Let's see. Okay, Ocean's 11 star Andy Garcia. I had no theme music for him.
That's okay.
is giving his wife, Maria, plenty of incentive to get right back to her original weight after she gives birth in mid-February. After launching at Neiman Marcus in Beverly Hills. Launching, not launching. I made that mistake when I was reading it.
That's okay.
They didn't launch. He took his wife clothes shopping at a bunch of posh stores in the area, and he bought her about a dozen expensive outfits, all in her normal pre-pregnancy size.
Andy's sending a message there. Well, I'll tell you, in Ocean's 11, in Ocean's 11, he plays a bad person.
Yes, he does. Plays it well.
He plays it well.
Yeah. Have you seen the previews?
We saw the movie.
Oh, really?
We each separately went and saw Ocean's 11.
Wow.
Usually we go together, but, you know,
people talk.
Security reasons, they don't want us both in the same room too often.
Sort of like Dick Cheney and George Bush.
Yeah.
Is he still in a secure location?
Yes, he is.
That's where I have to go after the show.
Oh.
He gets to go to movies. I get to go to a bunker.
A secure location.
Right. Hey, and finally.
Oh. I need you must have something for finally. Something. That's finally to me.
No one has ever confused Britney Spears for a boy, but the sex kitten intends to fake out her fans in her next video by dressing up as a guy. That was nice.
That was my accordion.
Oh.
Was that your flute or your accordion? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
She's in the middle of experimenting with makeup and hair ideas, losing my voice, and figuring out what to wear to disguise her girlish figure. What's more, she wants her boyfriend Justin Timberlake to guest in the video dolled up as a cute girl. The NSYNC heartthrob has reservations about performing in drag, but he thinks it might be fun, so he'll probably go along with her scheme.
Mike Schneider of the Mike Schneider Band. You know, why is it women can dress up like guys? Nobody says anything. Guy gets dressed up like a woman once. I never heard the end of it, Gene. People are still talking about you. That's one of the things women get to do that guys don't get to do. Mike Schneider, people can see your band live.
Yeah.
In the biz, we call that an opening. You just kind of plug yourself.
Oh, I suppose. That's a good idea. Yeah. Well, of course, they can see us tonight on the Food Network. But
right.
Boy, yeah, I always say, stick around for the festivals. We have a lot of those coming up this summer. In fact, probably our biggest performance in the near future is April. You'll have to wait till April, but we'll be in the Wisconsin Dells at a polka fest out there. I think it's Antiqua Bay.
Oh.
We'll be there on Friday, April.
I think that's 12th. Where we stayed when we did the Dells weekend last year.
Wait a minute.
See, right off the highway, you can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't. Wait a minute. April 12th. Let's see if that's a Friday.
Of course, everything in the Dells is right off the highway.
Wow.
Now they built the place.
April 12th is a Friday.
Hey.
Schneider in Dells. I got it. Okay, thank you very much for being here.
He'll ask for backstage passes, just so you know. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I want to hang around with the band.
I'm with the band.